What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What did you see that was kind of crazy? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
Hey, love the show.
Hey, appreciate
drinking
it.
A men's room IPA as we...
Yes. There you go.
Yes.
There we go.
Appreciate it.
I got to tell you guys a personal tragedy. I hired a guy to come help me with my roof the other day. And he was helping me get some stuff off of the shops, the shelves in my shop. And I have an autographed men's room IPA beer can that you all sign at the 884 pub. He thought it was trash and he smashed it.
Boom!
Oh, man.
Oh, I was devastated.
Yeah. You just lost like 15 cents.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe 20 in Michigan.
Since I can't get back.
That's right.
Yeah, big fan, of course.
Thank you, man.
So, yeah, Mr. Hawk, I apologize. I have another story I didn't tell you about.
Oh, it's your throw chair.
My father was a fire captain, so I got to see a lot of weird, crazy stuff with him. But one of the ones I got to see, he used to take me to the New River Gorge Bridge Festival in West Virginia, Miles.
Yep.
You know that?
It's very
well. It's the largest span bridge.
I do.
And they used to rappel off of that. And then, like, they would parachute off of it.
Yep, they base jump and they bungee.
They base jump, they bungee. I got to rappel off of it. That was super cool. But I watched one guy base jump off of it, just didn't control his chute. And then on the riverbank right in front of me, he just hit and his femur just...
Yep.
Oh,
it's amazing he's still alive.
That is a large drop. That is scary looking from the top of that thing.
But the guy did survive the fall?
Yeah, it was just his leg. But the thing about it is, like, for that festival, there's a lot of, like, search and rescue and emergency people that go to that annually.
Sure. So he's a good company.
So to give you an idea, the Aurora Bridge is the same type of bridge.
Right.
So the George Washington Bridge that we know that separates Queen Anne and Fremont... same people who designed the bridge in West Virginia, those were the architects that they looked at, this bridge here.
Okay.
The one in West Virginia is over a half mile longer.
Wow.
So it is huge, and it's very high up.
It's the longest, biggest one-span bridge in the world.
Yes.
What TV show did you learn that, Ted?
Well, Miles
Bridges of Build America.
He's I'm talked about it, but I saw it this weekend on Aerial America.
Just this weekend?
Yes. Okay. I meant to bring it up to him yesterday. And I was like, son of a bitch, he's been told the truth.
This is TV Ted talking. I can feel
you can jump. You can jump off the thing and pull a parachute.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's how high it is. So, except for the guy, that guy called in.
So, Aaron, being that you were willing to rappel it back then, is that something you still do now?
Oh, hell no. I'm terrified of heights.
Wait, you're terrified of heights and you rappelled off of that thing?
Yeah, I was 16, dude.
When did you I would think if at 16 I did this, then the fear of heights is now out the window.
Well,
I mean, what happened for you to become scared of heights, being that you rappelled off of, as Ted said, the longest, highest one-span bridge?
Yes, the old bridge in the world.
Yeah.
It was a fall. Not going to lie. It was a fall off a ladder.
Oh, that got you scared of heights?
Yeah.
How high up on the ladder were you?
I was 15 so.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like much till you look down. And you're like, 15, that's a serious drop, man.
Those guys with the big ones, man, that go up like two stories. I'm like, no.
Yeah, we were into the ladder a couple of summers ago. We were painting the trim on the house. And it's the second floor, but the way my yard works, we call it the pit. But it's a place that's dug out, and the guy finished it with cement and all this, so you have to go up even further. It's maybe 5 feet below grade. Wouldn't be a big deal, but as I'm painting the trim, because the ladder's so long, you don't feel like climbing up and down all day to move it over just one more foot, right? So I'm doing that thing. I'm tall.
Reaching, scrunching.
Yeah, man, and I just remember feeling the ladder shift. It did not completely fall, but it shifted under my weight, and I'm like, I am done. For the day. That was it, man. Just that one shift and, like, you pucker your ass so hard. I'm like, out, done. My wife's like, well, you didn't finish the trim. I'm like, you can finish it. And she did. But I'm like, I'm not going back on the left.
You can finish it.
Yeah.
You're pregnant.
Yeah. Get up there, woman.
What did you see that was kind of crazy? 206-803
well,
Rock.
They always talk about how, like, women live longer because stuff guys do.
Right.
So you ever been to, like, a library or, like, sometimes you'll see them in giant whiskey bars where they just have the ladder, but it's just on a track.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the back half, a normal ladder, to balance.
Correct.
So my friends used to have one, I'll just say, in their establishment. And these balloons have gotten caught up in this, like, very cool-looking fan above us. So now it's three of us in there. We got to get those balloons down. We're not really sure. So we just, the smallest guy out of the three of us, we were like, we're going to hold it. You just climb straight up it.
How did he do?
He did great. We got it down. But, like, we were like, that was dumb. And everybody I've told the story to, and I could show you the place we did it, you'd be like, why did you do that?
To get those damn balloons.
Get those balloons down. Place had to look good.
Yeah. What did you see that was kind of crazy? 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Bernie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked dinosaurs.
Hola.
So a dozen years ago or so, I lived in SoCal and was working at a classic car parts company. So we sold parts for Nova and Camaros and old Chevy trucks and Paula all over the world. And the owner's buddy happened to be Reggie Jackson.
Nice.
So, yeah, he's a big car guy. And so we'd see him from time to time. He'd come into the office, and he liked my General Lee little die-cast medal in my desk.
You sure?
Yes, so they went to the auto auctions in Arizona one year and came back with cars. And so this is all, you know, public knowledge. And the carrier showed up, you know, a week or so later after everybody paid their fees and stuff. And they couldn't open the gate on this enclosed truck trailer to unload these cars that they had purchased. And so there was some electrical issue. So they spent the afternoon. So at lunch, I'm out there waiting to see the cars. Nope, ain't happening. Back to work. 5 o'clock rolls around. Clock out and run outside, and they got the trailer open. And here comes Reggie's new, 1969 Chevelle convertible four-speed big block with three build sheets for $125,000. Nice car.
Damn.
Well, the owner, he bought a Dick Harrell Camaro, which was a very popular racing guy back in the late 60s, early 70s, until he, killed himself in a wreck. but he would take 68, 69 Camaros and drop in a 427 and go kick butt on everybody in the field. So he bought one of these Camaros, and I walk out, and I have video, but this is several phones ago. I don't know if I still have the video somewhere of Reggie Jackson doing burnouts in the boss's new $250,000 69 Camaro. Booyah.
That's pretty cool. Right.
That's pretty cool, man. Yeah,
that is. Too bad he still didn't have candy bars he could bring around.
What are you talking about?
Reggie Jackson.
Candy bars.
You remember his candy bars? They're fantastic.
Reggie Jackson had a candy bar?
Oh, God, yeah. They were everywhere.
I do not remember. Oh, Reggie. Hold on. I got to Google this. What was that?
Was it the O. Reggie? Was that the name of it?
That's
are you thinking
that's
O. Henry?
That's pre-my time.
No, there was an O. Henry. Yeah, you're
there
right.
was an O. Henry.
What was the Reggie Jackson bar called?
Reggie Jackson.
What was it called? The Jackson 5. I know that.
Candy bar.
Yeah. Reggie Jackson.
What do you remember it as? Like chocolate?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Peanuts
are delicious.
Okay, it was called the Reggie.
Oh, the Reggie.
I do remember this.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
All right, what the hell is this? Right, combination of chocolate,
it's one of those things, as a kid, when I buy baseball cards, you buy that and you buy a Reggie Jackson candy bar, man.
And chocolate, peanuts, and caramel.
See, that's all you need.
But why?
Because it's got chocolate, peanuts, and caramel. It's delicious.
But a bunch of them do. So, why? I mean, like, if I'm going to put out a candy bar,
a kid.
Do something different,
man. Because I'm a kid, man. And, you know, like, Reggie Jackson was the man.
Well, and he was big enough. He was a Yankee. There's always, right? Because, like, the Baby Ruth was obviously about Babe Ruth, even though they didn't give him credit for it.
The O. Henry, probably about Hank Aaron. I mean, I don't know. Just throwing that out.
It was about Henry Rowengardner.
Is that right?
Yep.
Rollo was about my friend Lance Rollo.
Yeah, Lance Rollo.
Yep. What did you see that was kind of crazy? 206-803-ROCK.
Lance Rollo. Who's Lance Rollo?
Lance Rollo was my buddy growing up. Oh. So he always bought Rollos.
Just because that's
always,
the last
name. Always. You think, I didn't even like them, but he always would buy Rollos.
Did he actually like them or just because of his name?
You know what it is. It's got his name on it.
Right.
So he would go around like, look, man, this is from my family. Like, it's not from your family. He's like, yeah, it is. Like, no, it's not. He's like, yes, it is. My family invented it. It's right there on the name.
Why you broke?
Yeah, I mean, we're all like nine.
Yeah.
Still.
My brother liked him. Henry Rowengardner is a character in Rookie of the Year.
Mm. Yeah.
Baseball movie.
Okay. It all comes
together. I don't want that. I don't want a big chunk.
Remember Danny Snickers? I don't want to say the name that after a horse.
Well, the Three Musketeers were fictional or non-fictional, right?
No, weren't there
actually weren't there the Three Musketeers like based on
and I think there's four.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
That is.
The Three Musketeers
the
were
Lone
real
Ranger,
people.
No.
Right. No.
But the Three Musketeers.
Well, no, they based them off of some badass U.S. Marshal.
I'll see then, okay.
But they didn't use the guy's name. But yeah, he was based solely on some guy. Seriously, the Three Musketeers were historical.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm not sure.
What is it saying now? It's a book?
Like, just in my experience...
I thought it was based on three dudes who were, like, badasses.
True. It might be based off a super old book from the 1800s.
I think you're thinking of Three Amigos.
Well, there's four Musketeers, but only three get credit. Yeah.
Why is that? What's the deal with the fourth Musketeer? Does he not want to be a Musketeer? I mean, how does that work?
He got busted with stuff that he shouldn't have had. Yeah.
D'Artagnan hung it up.
He hung it up on his own.
I have no friggin' idea.
How do you know it's D'Artagnan? If you know that much, you should at least know.
Because I watched Man in the Iron Mask, and he was the only one that wasn't with the other three.
Yeah.
Is that about the one Musketeer?
They were included.
Okay.
Candy bar history.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today.